One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1120 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey guys.
Tracy, we're going to wrap up some more Ouija board stories. Are you happy?
I said yes. Ouija. Yeah. Like No, I'm not happy. It's a Ouija.
It's not.
Not Ouija.
This one says, Redditor U Huxley Pearl relates an Ouija board story that seems to be more about a family of intuitive people who live in a haunted house than anything else. But it's worth noting that their spooky troubles didn't begin until they horsed around with the board. Afterward, their ghostly issues included phantoms pulling on babies' limbs, a black-clad ghost slave family, and the appearance of a creepy red door. Is that the perfume Red Door by Elizabeth Arden?
No, I thought it was Dior.
That's Christian Dior.
Oh, I don't know. How you know about that?
I used to own a perfume company.
That's right, you used to. I should know. Anyways. You're such a girl. Go ahead, sorry.
Anyway, what's more, the sister in the family may have summoned up something very troubling. Anyway, her sister said that she was playing with the board one day, and when she asked who she was speaking to, she got called a weird name. It struck her as odd, but she didn't really worry about it. Weeks later, she watched a special on the History Channel or something, and they were discussing demonology. She recognized one of the names as being the strange one that she had encountered through the Ouija board.
Oh. Well, that's bizarre.
Doesn't say which one, but...
Yeah.
Anyways. This one says, while stationed in Germany, a former Redditor and some fellow soldiers decided to light some candles, and we already did that one.
I was going to say, what the hey, man?
Well, I skipped a story earlier, so...
Oh.
And I went back to it. Let's see. Imagine an Ouija board that was so pent up... We did that one, too.
Good grief, Henry.
Okay, this one's good. While using an Ouija board to contact the spirit of a young girl's grandmother, Redditor, that's what it says, and a group of friends were contacted by a spirit of something that wore wooden clogs.
Are you having a spell?
No. That's what it says. It's O-U-O-U-O-U-I-I-I.
Okay.
And that was, I'm already three sentences deep before you commented on that. Anyway... It said that it wore wooden clogs and had the touch of something not quite human. After being called, the spirit entered the room and touched everyone in the circle, causing them to hyperventilate. Suddenly, the girl sitting closest to the door starts hyperventilating and tears fill her eyes. While we're all basically frozen in fear at this point, it's really hard to get a feeling for how fast time went, but not long after it started, it stops and starts with a person on her left side doing the same. So this girl starts hyperventilating and tears in her eyes. And then she stops and then the girl next to her picks like right up where she left off.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think I really understood at the time that I was next in line. It ended with the person next to me. And suddenly I felt something touch my shoulders. It wasn't completely like the physical touch of a human, but it definitely was something that put weight on my shoulders. I, of course, freeze and start hyperventilating at the shock of something unknown touching me. When this had gone halfway through the circle, it jumps straight at the granddaughter, who starts with the same hyperventilating and then breaks down crying.
Oh, well, so he probably touched everybody else, too.
Yeah, he was touching everybody. I think half of them didn't get touched, though.
Oh, my. I'd be so scared.
I don't know how many people they had in the circle, but it sounded like a lot.
Circle dirt.
Here's a new one. While playing with a board late at night, that's what I'm going to get away with. I'm just going to say a board. We all know what we're talking about.
Why can't you just say Ouija? What is the deal?
Because it's not right.
Because you're getting all fancy and
crap.
It's
like you trying to say ideal all the time instead of idea. It's not right, and I refuse to do it. And I refuse to let you do it.
Go ahead. Say however you want to.
While playing with the board by Parker Brothers late at night, Redditor Frost from Fire asked for a simple sign so they could know that there was actually communicating with the spirit realm and not just absentmindedly moving the planchette around. That's when their local flood alarm sounded 3 times, and then there was no rain that night.
Oh.
So how about that?
Wow.
Redditor, you Twisted Missy, tells a board story about their grandmother, who decided to pass some time with her lady friends and husband one spooky eve. What day is spooky to where there's a spooky eve?
I don't know, but if I knew I could summon my grandma and my mom and them.
Mom and them.
Mom and dad. Without something terrible happening, I would do it all night long.
But that's the whole thing. You don't know.
I know. And
you don't even know, even if they say it's them, you don't even know it's them.
I know. And my mom would be so mad at me for doing that. She believes, like, all that crap is horrible. She would. She'd probably curse me out on the Ouija board.
Okay. Well, you stupid, you dumbass.
Oh, well, she wouldn't say that, but go ahead.
So this group, the grandmother and the lady friends, got the board out. And after reaching a spirit and asking the basics, they cut to the chase and ask how the ghost passed. The ghost said it would tell them, but not until the boy left the room. After the grandpa left, the spirit began to relay a story of its demise, but when the grandpa returned to fetch his wallet, the spirit cut its chilling tale short.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about like a kid.
No, I was talking about the grandpa. He was the only male in the room, I guess.
Oh.
All right,
so did they not get? I guess they didn't get the end of the story. Oh,
he cut it short.
Why can Grandpa go out and then they finish up?
Well, I don't know why Grandpa had to come back in and get his wallet.
Well, I don't know either. I guess he's. I don't know.
He need his wallet for next time he's ordering pizza. What?
Oh my gosh, that would be so frustrating.
All right, well that wraps up this one, guys. We'll be back tomorrow to finish up the week.
Love y'all.
And lip smack.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 121.
21. Oh.
Yeah.
Yay.
1121.
Right along, man.
I know it. I can't believe we've done so many of those things.
I know. It's so awesome.
I can remember when we did the 100th episode, and that's when we had Forrest and Scott on from Astonishing Legends.
I wonder how our buddies are doing.
And right after that is when we started doing the shorts.
Isn't that crazy?
I think we even announced it on that show. So
hopefully you guys aren't sick of them yet. So,
do you remember what our very first shorts were?
Are you serious? Are you sitting right across from me asking me that dang question? You ask me tomorrow what we talked about and I won't be able to tell you.
I know. I'm going to tell you what the answer is, and tomorrow you still won't know what the answer was.
Okay, tell me.
We covered on that episode with Scott Nam the Bridgewater Triangle, which was up there. And the very first two or three shorts that we did were stories that didn't make it into the original episode. That I had some extra stories left.
Okay.
And they were the first two or three stories.
Wow. Man, you have got a great memory. I will give you that. I know I'll remember what we talked about today because of the stupid how we are pronouncing this word.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right. We're going to finish up this week with more of those stories from that famous
Ouija board.
On New Year's Eve, 1991, while drinking like only teenagers can, Redditor Eat My Cupcake and their siblings contacted a spirit named Eugene.
Hello, Uncle Eugene.
Okay.
No, fantastic. Wait, here. Sorry. Go ahead.
We asked, why are you contacting us, Eugene? He received the answer, afraid.
Oh, Eugene.
That seemed a bit more serious. We asked, why are you afraid, Eugene? He replied, music. Music. Over and over.
Oh, it must be opera.
Nonsense. Nonsense. Then we got a series of numbers. This was puzzling. My brother had the bright idea to turn on the radio to the station indicated by the numbers. To our surprise, there really was a station there. It's not that big a deal. The song, Don't Leave Me Stranded, by Heart was playing. The board immediately started saying, heart, heart, heart. I thought my brother was just playing off what he was hearing and was screwing with me. Then it started saying, don't go, don't leave me, don't go, church, church, afraid, don't go, over and over. We assured it that we weren't going to go, but it dwindled into nonsense after a while. It was getting really late / early, and we decided to go to bed. The next afternoon, while everyone was eating breakfast, the family's father received a phone call letting him know that his uncle, Eugene, had had a heart attack the previous night and died multiple times on the table.
Oh, no way!
Only to be revived very early that morning. He had been terrified of losing his life because he hadn't attended church in decades.
Stop! He lived, though?
Yeah, he lived.
I wonder if they told him that story.
I don't know, but see,
oh
that...
Oh, my gosh.
Now, see, there's some stories you can hear, and you're like, that sounds made up.
That sounds like
a story that's too crazy to be made up.
Oh, my gosh. Jerry, that is crazy.
That is crazy. That's
I'm
probably,
so glad he made
that's
it.
That's probably my favorite one out of all of them we've read. And that's probably the one that I would most likely believe.
Believe? Yeah.
Not that I don't believe the other ones, but the other ones just seem like they're just so plain Jane.
That's deep.
If that person made that up, they are very creative.
Yeah, no, there's no way.
All right, on the Queen Mary. It's a well-known fact that the Queen Mary, a historic cruise ship permanently docked in Long Beach, California, is one of the most haunted sites on the planet. So it makes perfect sense that someone would have a very scary board experience on board the ship. Even if they made their board out of two pieces of paper and some Band-Aids.
Okay, that's not a board.
Technically not, no. When Redditor UGarden198 and some friends decided to experiment on the ship, they spoke with a spirit who said that his name was Zach, and who may have tried to physically assault the team after they went to bed that night. Each member of the crew suffered night terrors, with one of them running through the Our Father prayer in a state of lucid dreaming. Oh, well. That didn't seem all that exciting. 35 cents. I remember that. It's 50 cents, little brother. Redditor Woo Woo Hoo tells a couple of stories about their strange Ouija board that predicted major events in the lives of those who used it. But the most interesting thing that they mentioned is how the board consistently had 35 cents in its box. One of their friends ended up taking the change for luck and kept it on him at all times. Months later, the change was able to help him make a phone call that got him out of a sticky situation.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I think you can need to stop for a minute.
All right, that wraps it up for this week, guys. We appreciate you. We love you.
We love you guys so much. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode, and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com, and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.